Well, here we go one more time. It's been a little while. It's the way it goes, but we're trying to do this. No stress. So I really don't care. Yeah. What can I say?
We'll make it when we make it.
Yeah, we'll make it when we make it. Everybody seems to enjoy it, and that's awesome. I appreciate all the support, but don't pressure me. I won't do it at all. Actually, I'm kidding. It's funny. Like, we talked about this before. We do this because this is what we used to do in your basement, just babble about music and shit. So somebody said, hey, why don't you record that shit? And then here is, that's what we're doing. Don't want to. I just don't want to turn it into a job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
Doing it all the time. So how you been?
Good. Yeah, busy.
Nice. Busy is not so bad. I don't mind busy as long as I get my goals achieved.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Busy and you're not getting anything done drives me fucking crazy. Fuck. Can't stand it. Anyways, you're listening to Music, Myths, and Cannabis. I am Leon, and this is my good buddy, Daryl.
How you doing?
I am doing good, and I'm sure that question is referenced to everybody else out there. Yeah. Anyways, we're going to talk about misunderstood words in lyrics of songs. And did you know, and I'm sure that you don't, is actually a word for that?
No, I didn't know that.
Yep.
What's the word?
The word is, and I'm very sure I'm going to pronounce this wrong, Mondegreen.
Mondegreen?
Mondegreen.
Like green, like the color?
Yeah, Mondegreen. And what that means is if lyrics or words are misheard that create a different definition than the original. So, like, if you said to me something and I misunderstood it, and not only did me getting the words wrong, it changed the whole definition of what you were trying to say.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. So, Mondegreen.
Huh.
Now.
Sounds like a strain of weed.
Hey, there you go. Oh, speaking of strains of weed, we're going to check out, what was it, Chocolate Kush?
It is, yeah. I'm just chopping a bit now, just getting ahead of the game.
Let's have a look at some of these buds.
Here you go.
I was reading about this a little bit. Oh, yeah.
It smells decent.
Oh, yeah. Mm. You had some of this already? You had some of this already, you saying?
Yeah, I smoked one earlier today. It was all right.
It's definitely gooey. Gooey's definitely, that's a good thing in my world. Love the goo.
The goo is good.
The goo is good. There's a new catchphrase right there. The goo
There's
is good.
There's a t-shirt.
I don't know why that tickled my fucking funny bone. Anyways, okay, so here, while you chop up that doobie, let's talk about a couple of these. Okay, so Money for Nothing.
Yeah.
Obviously, you know that song, correct?
I do, yeah.
Money for Nothing and the... And your chicks are free. That's the original lyrics.
Yep.
And apparently, some people believe it said "money for nothing and chips for free."
it's a little stretch there, but yeah.
Yeah, I know, right? Some of these, you mentioned this when you first came in. Some of these are like, you got to be fucking kidding me. Like, somebody made this up and put it on the website. I just can't believe that somebody thought that these were the words.
Who's a background singer on that song?
Money for Nothing. Oh.
Famous singer from a famous band.
I know this. I think I even talked about this. Who is it?
Sting.
Oh, yeah, that's right, too. What am I talking about? I don't listen to that song too very often, though.
Yeah.
Actually, they probably don't play that song too anymore. They use the F word.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Do they? Yeah.
Yeah,
not, oh, yeah. Yeah, I guess they do.
Not fuck, but they say the derogatory to pronoun sensitive peoples.
Someone with an earring in there.
Yeah, that's right. I always thought it was funny that they said that, though.
But yeah.
Everybody, back in the day, everybody's singing that, like, you know, just blasted it right out. Yeah, nobody give a shit. But anyways, whatever. I didn't know about some of these, but every breath you take. Oh, no, sorry. Every time you go away. You know that one?
I don't know. By who?
Who is it? Paul Young. Every time you go away.
Maybe.
It was like kind of a love song.
I know the Paul Young name, but yeah.
Paul, didn't he use this? I think he's... was singing for Bad Company.
Really?
Like later.
Hmm.
I'm not sure.
See, I don't know about that one. Maybe.
This is what we do all the time. We start talking about one thing. We're not even two references in and already we're side, you know, going off on a tree sprout. Which way? Oh, I don't know. I don't have any information for that. But every time you go, it was kind of like a slow ballad and shit. And apparently the correct words were, every time you go away, take a piece of me with you. And what people tend to think, apparently, is every time you go away, you take a piece of meat with you. Now, fucking come on.
Yeah.
Like, why the hell would somebody say that in a song? Like, you must know you're getting it wrong. But
I got Rolling Stones' Beast of Burden.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I'll Never Leave Your Pizza Burning.
Fuck. Jesus. Like, how does that even fit? And what's the original?
It's... I'll Never Be Your Beast of Burden.
I'll never leave.
I'll never be your beast of burden.
And I'll never leave your pizza burning.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Here this one here. I actually had incorrect lyrics in my head over this song, but it's not what they're saying here. So the Police song, So Lonely, you know it?
Yep.
And he sings, obviously, So Lonely. It's the name of the fucking song. And apparently a lot of people thought he said Sue Lolly.
Oh, really?
Sue Lolly. You know what? Here, I gotta tell you. I always thought he was saying Sigourney, as in Sigourney Weaver.
Yeah.
Sigourney. I guess I'm as stupid or stupider than the rest. You got another one?
I do. You didn't know that song, Harvey Danger.
No, I couldn't think of it.
It's called Flagpole Sitter.
I probably do, but I can't think of it.
The original lyrics are the lyrics are, I'm not sick, I'm not well, I'm so hot because I'm in hell. I always thought it said, I smoke pot because I'm in hell.
You know, and that's
I think mine is better, but yeah.
No doubt. This reminds me of some people, they get song lyrics. Like I'm not that great with song lyrics. I can't necessarily say I can sing, but I can hit notes. Like I could be a backup singer. I can hit notes, but I can't necessarily say. And the reason why I can't really sing is because I don't remember song lyrics all that well. But you know who was awesome?
You have your teleprompter like the old guys now.
Yeah, that might work. Do you know who... who was awesome at remember song lyrics was Chris Tedesco.
Yeah.
Man, that guy knew every fucking word for every song, and he always listened to that heavy shit where the words were coming hard and fast at you, and he knew every fucking word. It was awesome. Here's another one I got. You mentioned this one earlier, and this is ridiculous. Starships, We Built This City, which I have to say, I absolutely despise
yeah,
that
pretty
fucking
bad.
Song. I hate that song. I've always hated that song.
The band that's changed their name 3 times.
I know, right? What was it first? Jefferson Airplane.
Yeah, and then Jefferson Starship.
Starship, and then just Starship.
Yeah.
Ugh. And I just...
It just got worse as it went along.
So did the music.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, because, that's what I mean.
Because didn't they do Jane?
Jane.
Jane, you know it's all over.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
I think that was, I'm sure that was, and that's an awesome fucking song. But anyways, in the, I think it was 80s, late 80s, must have been 80s, and they came up with We Built This City, and it was We Built This City on Rock and Roll, obviously.
Yeah.
And apparently some people think it's We Built This City on Sausage Rolls. Fucking stupid.
I got a bad one here. Eddie Money, Two Tickets to Paradise.
Okay, yeah.
People apparently thought it was two chickens in a pot of rice.
Man, why? Why? Like what? You have to question yourself. Why would somebody be singing about chicken and rice? I don't know. What was that other one? Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
So you know that one line where he says, "Spare him his life from this monstrosity."
Okay.
Save his life from this warm sausage tea.
It's a lot of food getting involved in this.
Yeah, no, and it seems to be sausage.
Yeah.
Sausage and ham so far. And we're only on number 5.
Got CCR with Bad Moon Rising.
Oh, that's a common one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's a bathroom on the right.
There's a bathroom on the right.
A little bit I can see that.
Oh, totally.
At least it's not ridiculous.
No, that one, I totally knew that one. Heard that one a million times, and it is totally one of those ones I could totally see where some people are coming from. I got one of my own personal ones was Macy Gray, I Try. You know the song?
No.
Okay. There's one part of the song, and she says, my world crumbles when you are not near. And I always thought she said something about walking hot coals when you are not here or something like this. But if you heard the way she sings it, it's kind of mumbled together. Oh, and another one was AC/DC, Highway to Hell.
Okay.
You know about that one?
I don't know that one.
Okay, AC/DC, Highway to Hell. I think it's about the second line in the whole song, and he says, season ticket on a one-way ride. And what a lot of people think is he says, sees a, oh, let's just say the word that starts with an N is derogatory towards black people. Sees a ticket on a one-way ride. Now, you listen to that song, and I can actually understand where people misunderstood that. Those buds there, roll up. Like when you cut it up, is it all nice and fluffy?
Yeah, nice. Yeah,
not too bad.
Didn't gum up too bad.
Cool, cool. What's another one here? I got an Abra one.
Yeah, I skipped by that. But what was that one?
The correct lyrics are, okay. See that girl, watch that scene. Dig In the Dancing Queen, obviously the Dancing Queen song by ABBA.
Yeah.
And some people think that they says, see that girl, watch her scream, kicking the Dancing Queen. Fuck that Dancing Queen.
I got Sir Mix-a-Lot, Baby Got Back.
Okay.
People thought, they said, I like big butts and a can of limes.
I can't lie. I know that song. I like big bucks. I like big butts. And can't ask why.
Cannot lie.
Cannot lie. Oh, see there, I got it fucking wrong. I know the song though. That's actually a good song. Here's a common one too. Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah.
Excuse me while I kiss this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And a lot of people thought he said, "Excuse me while I kiss this guy," which at the time he came up with that song, nobody would have laid down those lyrics. Oh, and again with the Dancing Queen. Here's another one that people got wrong. Okay, Dancing Queen, feel the beat, feel the tambourine. But what the people got wrong, they thought was Dancing Queen, feel the beat from the tangerine. Oh, here's another one. What was it? Actually, it literally says right here, the Eurythmics. But if you called them the Eurythmics, do you know about that?
It's just the Eurythmics.
It's just
right?
Eurythmics.
Yeah.
They will fuck you up if you call them the Eurythmics. They absolutely hate that. Anyways, Eurythmics. Sweet dreams are made of these.
Yep.
This. Sweet dreams are made of cheese.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We got Robert Palmer, Addicted to Love.
Okay, what was the wrong
might
one?
As well face it, you're a dick with a glove.
Oh, my God. The funny thing is that half of these, the name of the song is the words they're getting wrong.
Yeah.
Fuck. This is just hilarious.
What about the Elton John Tiny Dancer?
Oh, let me, Tony Danza,
yeah,
right?
Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza.
Hold Me Closer, Tony Danza. And for those of you that don't know who Tony Danza is, an actor from, I don't know what, the 70s,
who's
I think
the
he
boss?
Started? Who, or
and Taxi.
Taxi, yeah. That's where I know him from myself. Well, Who's the Boss, I guess, too.
There's actually a band called Tony Danza's Tap Dance Extravaganza.
What kind of music do they play?
Like heavy, hardcore, metal kind of stuff.
That's awesome. I love it. I got a couple here about Taylor Swift. I actually don't know Taylor Swift songs too well.
Yeah, me either.
Because I'm heterosexual.
Weren't you buying tickets? What? I remember.
No, actually, you know, yeah. I'm totally buzzing. That was for my kid, Jason. He wanted some tickets. He's a hardcore. Him and his kids and his whole family are hardcore Taylor Swift fans. But
Swifties.
Yeah, Swifties. That's it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's got a new album coming out. Everybody went crazy. What else you got?
What was I just looking at here? Uncle Cracker, Drift Away.
Okay, Uncle Cracker, he was a buddy of Kid Rock's.
It says, give me the Beach Boys and free my soul. But the real one is, give me the Beat Boys and free my soul.
That's actually a remake anyway.
Is it?
It's funny they give a remake, they give credit to him for that.
Yeah.
Give me the Beat Boy and free my soul. They want to get down to your rock and roll.
Oh, yeah, okay.
That's like
I didn't realize what song it was.
Song. Madonna, Papa Don't Preach. What they got wrong was Papa Dom Peach. I don't even know what a Papa Dom is, but still wrong. Oh, and Bon Jovi, Living on a Prayer.
Yeah.
So what he says, what he's supposed to be saying is, it doesn't make a difference if we make it or not. And some people thought he said, it doesn't make a difference if we're naked or not. Okay, fair enough. At least it's better.
Yeah.
Oh, check this one. It's horrible. Selena Gomez, Good For You. I'm 14 Karat. Is the actual words, and people thought it was, I'm farting carrots.
Jesus. We got the Queen, We Will Rock You.
Okay.
They say kicking a can all over the place.
Right.
And people were thinking it's kicking your cat all over the place.
Kicking your cat all over all over the place. I'm a Believer. You know that one by the Monkees?
Yep.
And then I saw her face. I'm a Believer. People thought it was, then I saw her face. I saw her face. Now I'm going to leave her. Because I guess she was ugly.
What about that Blinded by the Light?
Oh, yeah. Totally. All right. So in my whole life, I really never knew what he said.
Yeah. I've always thought it was Wrapped Up Like a Douche.
Yeah. Wrapped Up Like a Douche. And I never really, you know, what?
So, Revved Up Like a Douche.
Deuce.
Deuce. Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. Even that was even worse.
Revved up like a deuce. Yeah, I always wondered about that one. I was just like, okay, what the fuck is he trying to say here?
Who sings that?
Is it Gary Wright?
See, right here it's telling me Bruce Springsteen, but that's not right.
Oh, no.
Does he do a version too?
I think it actually was originally a Bruce song.
Oh, really? Okay. I don't think I'm familiar with his version then.
Yeah. I think it was Bruce song. You said the Queen one about kicking a can all over the place.
Yeah.
And then Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds from the Beatles.
Yeah.
Blue Seal in the Sky with Diamonds. Whatever. And then Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. You probably know that story, right?
Yeah. That's a good song.
Let's smoke that doobie.
Yeah. Totally forgot about it. You got a light this time?
Look to your right.
I know, I got one in my bag. Just
I have
in
a
case.
Whole fucking case. See this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got 50 fucking lighters.
You sent me a picture.
Hey, my kid heard the podcast a couple times, and we kept on forgetting a lighter, so he says, let's like, fuck, here, I'll send you a fucking case of lighters.
It's like, we don't have weed this week.
That's what I should tell him. Nirvana actually gets quite a bit of wrong lyrics.
Nirvana.
You say it, I say it both ways, you know? I say Nirvana, I say Nirvana. But anyways, here we are now, Entertain Us. And some people think it's here we are now in containers. Here we are now in containers. Some of them you can see it. Okay, fire in a hole.
That tastes all right.
Ooh, I kind of like that. It's not like harsh right off the bat.
Yeah. Burns nice and slow. No black.
Yeah, that's got a familiar taste I've had in the past that I can't put my finger on it, but I like it. You know the REM song, That's Me in the Corner?
Yeah.
Some people think it's, Let's Pee in the Corner. Let me pee in the spot.
We're stretching now.
Like, I'm not.
Yeah, I know, I'm just saying.
This is what people say.
Yeah. Mm-mm. Good Led Zeppelin, Stairway to Heaven. it says, and as we wind down the road.
Okay.
People are thinking it's there's a wino down the road.
No way. Wow. I never heard that one either.
Me either.
You know Hot Chocolate? You Sexy Thing?
Yep.
So he starts off the song and goes, I believe in miracles. And apparently some people think, I remove umbilicals. You Sexy Thing. Like the song is about being sexy. What is sexy about removing umbilicals?
What was the Rhythmics one you just did?
Sweet Dreams.
I feel like this was what was the one? I feel like this one's different.
Tell me.
Travel the World in Seven Seas?
Mm-mm.
I Travel the World in Generic Jeans.
Yeah, no, that's different.
Yeah.
Same song?
Yeah.
Wow, that's hilarious.
And it's calling them the Eurythmics here, too.
You know that song, Elvis? No, they call it the Eurythmics, eh? Funny. You know the Elvis song, Suspicious Minds, I'm sure, right?
Yeah.
So we're caught in a trap.
Yeah.
Caught in a trap, you know.
I can see him doing it right now.
We're caught in a trout.
Caught in a trout.
Yeah, we're caught in a trout.
Not sure how you get caught in a trout, but yeah.
You know, half of these don't even make sense. Any I'd be happy with an ounce of that.
Any stats on that one?
On the weed?
On the weed, yeah.
Fuck, I forgot all about that. Yes, I do have stats, coincidentally. Well, okay, it is Chocolate Kush. It's a breed of 00 seeds. I don't know what that means. It's a powerful indica strain that captures the best of its two parent strains. Mizar, with its resiny oozing buds, which I have to agree with that. This fucking doobie is just dripping on the end. Making oil as we're smoking it. Lends its potent full-body euphoria, while its other pure indica parent passes on a pungent aroma of hashi, incense, and chocolate. This strain grows into medium-sized plants with Christmas tree structure and flowers in 56 to 60 days. The sativa-dominant Chocolope Kush sometimes goes by the same name, but...
Chocolope.
Yeah, one of them is indica, the other one's sativa. Now, I have to say, lately, I've changed my whole thought about sativa indica, because... Hold on. There we go. It was almost gorgeous.
Changed as in.
I've always been under the pressure impression, and people are always saying, oh, indica couch, and the indicas make your eyes heavier and fucking is much more relaxing and calming and that kind of thing. And then the sativa is more like if you want to work for the day, smoke a doobie in the morning and go to work, and you know, you're not going to be like in the couch, as they say. But I've had some fucking sativas lately where, you know, my eyes, I can feel it in my eyes. For me, it's always about my eyes. If I can feel it in my eyes, then I know I got a good buzz. But, so I don't know, I'm kind of on the fence about the sativa indica thing.
I never do the dispensary, but I actually did the other day just for something different. I can't remember what it was now, but it was really good. I was surprised.
You can't remember the strain?
Oh, shit. I can't remember now. I had it ready for last time, and then we didn't meet up.
I gotcha. You know what's funny is up here they talk about having a chocolate kind of a flavor and this and that and the other thing. And then I went down here, and it says flavors, coffee, earthy, and vanilla.
Okay.
I mean, is chocolate not the exact opposite of vanilla?
You would think so. But
man, that is residue.
I got a dumb one here for the lyrics. You know, Iron Butterfly, Indigata the Vita?
I'm good for the doobie. Yeah, yeah. Oh, it's absolutely.
People were thought it was in a glob of Velveeta honey.
And that actually started from In the Garden of Eden.
Yeah.
Is where that whole idea.
And then the guy was drunk and was like, eh, yeah. Some people call that the first heavy metal song.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't think I agree with that, but yeah, I was one of the first for sure.
I have heard that before, though. You know that song, We Are Family?
Yep.
By, what was it, Sister Sledge? Yeah, We Are Family. The correct lyric is, just let me state for the record. And apparently some people thought it said, let me just staple the vicar.
The vicar.
Yeah. Whatever.
Piano Man, Billy Joel.
Okay.
People thought it was Sing Us a Song for the Yellow Man.
Okay. Sing Us a Song for the Yellow Man. That just hit me. All right. It was Sing Us a Song, You're the Piano Man, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, The Age of Aquarius. Remember that one?
Yeah.
It's one of those songs I totally hate. This is the dawning of the age of asparagus.
Asparagus.
Yeah. I just can't believe how stupid people are. I know I said that already, but it's just phenomenal. John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John from the Grease soundtrack.
Okay.
What was it? The one that I want? Yeah, one that I want.
You're the wobbly one?
You're the wobbly one. You're the wobbly one.
Fits perfect.
Oh, sure. They all fit perfect.
Go ahead.
TLC, you know Waterfalls?
Yep.
Okay, there you go. Don't go chasing waterfalls, obviously. Is there. Don't go chasing waterfall. No, don't go Jason Waterfalls. Fuck.
We got Europe, the final countdown.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I think it's the first lyrics in the song. We're heading for Venus.
Yeah?
And it's we're working for peanuts.
Oh, hey, man. Could easily have been penis.
It could
have been. We're working for penis. Hey, I forgot to mention about this chocolate kush. So the feelings apparently are relaxed, sleepy, and hungry. The negatives are dizzy, anxious, and dry mouth.
Dizzy.
You get that?
No.
Oh, I would think it's working.
It's just you mean you're stoned.
Right, that's what I'm saying. I would just mean it's working. So fucking, I've never in my life, well, you know what?
I don't like that weed. It got me dizzy.
That fucking shit worked. This is bullshit, man. I want my money back. I was going to say, I never felt anxious off of weed, but I actually have to say I'm wrong. Not that I would ever smoke doobies and ride my motorcycle, but there was a time where me and my buddy Stu pulled over. We smoked a doobie and then we fucking continued on riding. And yeah, we both had to pull over and just fucking give it a couple more minutes. It was kind of like, well, I don't think I should be driving right now.
And that's the stuff you want again.
I know. Right? Yeah. That's what it's just like, hey, man, can you get me some more of that? Apparently, this should taste like coffee, earthy, and vanilla. Although earlier I had read something about the incense. I don't like the word incense when it comes to flavors of weed. However, I didn't get that from this weed.
No, not at all.
Incense, coffee, yeah. Sure, I can get that. Earthy, no problem. Vanilla or chocolate, I wouldn't say chocolate. I wouldn't necessarily say vanilla either.
Who wants their weed to taste like incense?
Oh, never. I would actually not want the weed if it sat beside the incense.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, fuck. Have you ever gotten weed? I think I mentioned this before. Back when I was a kid, most of the people that I got my weed off of was a girl. It just seemed to be that all the drug dealers were girls. Not all of them, but most of them and shit. Sometimes you'd be at the bar or something like that, and she had a bag of weed, and she got her fucking perfume, and that shit soaked it. You've had that? Oh, fuck, it doesn't go away. So, note to whoever's listening, if you're going to sell a bag of weed, do not put on fucking perfume.
Or handle it, yeah.
Oh, fuck, it's horrible, man. I don't like that shit at all. There's obviously terpenes in this weed, but I can't say these words. Myrcene. And the other terpenes are limonene.
Actually, a lady walking down the street the other day by my girlfriend's, and I could smell this perfume, and like it was making my eyes water. And like she was like on the other side of the street. Like,
holy fuck, man. Like, by the time you're wearing it that deep, you're trying to cover up, like, B.O. and, yeah. and P.
Smells like the flea market.
Oh, gross, man. Yeah. Oh, yeah, exactly. Cologne, perfume, and B.O. juice and P. Beautiful. Apparently, this chocolate kush is 17%. But I think these ratings are low. I don't understand. It says it has no CBDs. Hmm. But these things, like... Most of the times, a dispensary is not even going to take your shit unless it's around 20 or so.
Yeah.
20, 17 is very medium. 22-ish is kind of getting up there. And by the time you're hitting 27, 26% THC, then you really got a heavy, heavy weed. Who was it? Snoop Dogg. He swears to God his weed is 50%, but he just doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. It's not true. There's no way. But whatever. He's stoned, so... How can he know any different?
And we went to that Jeff Dunham the other night.
Cool. How was that?
That was pretty good, actually.
We laughed, for sure. He was, he's the guy with the puppets, right?
Yeah,
he was, you know where he come from?
No.
America's Got Talent.
Oh, really?
I think he was the first year winner.
Yeah, he showed some of, like, way back when he was first puppets and shit like that.
Yeah, I could be wrong. I could be wrong about every fucking thing I've said here tonight. But
that was good. It was definitely laugh. So
I wanted to, Bill Burr's coming to town. I wanted to go see him. I don't think it's going to happen, but.
Ice Cube's coming.
Ice Cube. I quite like Ice Cube. I mean, he was with the NWA, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I quite like Ice Cube.
I've seen him back. In
I respect him a lot. I think he's a good actor.
Whenever he played Lollapalooza, I saw him on 92, 93, somewhere in there.
Did you see Straight Outta Compton?
Yep. Good movie.
That was his kid playing him.
Oh, really?
Fucking nailed it, man.
I did not know that.
I mean, like, literally looked like them, of course. But yeah. He did an awesome job. Okay, let's see here. What else have I got? ABBA, Chiquita. You know that song off the top of your head?
No. Probably if I heard it.
Okay, well, I'm not going to sing it, but I'll just give you so the correct lyrics.
Oh, come
are,
on, ABBA. He can hit the notes.
I probably could, actually. I'd have to try. I'm going to try. Tuesday when I go to work, I'm going to fucking put on Chiquita and see if I can't hit that. Chiquita, tell me what's wrong is the real lyrics, and apparently people said, take your teeth out, tell me what's wrong. Take your teeth out, tell me what's wrong. Fucking so stupid. The Final Countdown. We're working for Peanuts.
Yeah.
Which, like I said, man, the handoff between Peanuts and Peanuts, I can't believe that they didn't put that in here. Okay, so who did this one? Cutting Crew.
Cutting
I
Crew.
I Just Died in Your Arms Tonight.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You know that one?
Yeah.
I just died in your barn tonight. Mustard, no mayonnaise instead. I just died in your arms tonight. It must have been something you said. That's what they say. Okay, yeah. I just died in your arms tonight. Must have been something you said. So here we go with the other one. I just died in your barn tonight. Mustard, no mayonnaise instead. I mean, it fits, but I could make up fucking shit all day about what fits and what doesn't fit.
We got Will Smith, Let's Get Jiggy with It.
Okay, what do they think?
Kick a chicken with it.
Kick a chicken with it. Oh, my God. People... I'm running out of what I got on my list, but
yeah,
trust
me,
man, there is no end to this shit. Unfortunately, there was some of the songs I didn't know. I have to know what I'm talking, like, well, I don't always know what I'm talking about, but I have to know the song if I'm going to bring it up here. But thanks for the bud. It was actually quite nice. I love the taste of it. Got any promos or fucking?
No, I got a few shows I'm going to.
That's okay. What's going on?
We got something coming up at the Cabin, February 24th. That's admission. Livewire, who they're Motley Crue cover band, and then Malice in Chains, who are Alice in Chains cover band.
Okay, Malice in Chains. Nice. I like it. That's a good one.
I'm going to go see Gwar.
Oh, God.
Gwar. And my buddy's Joey, his band Plague Doctor, April 5th in New West at Bullies, their CD release.
Where are you going to see Gwar?
At the Vogue in Vancouver.
Okay, and if nobody out there has ever seen or heard of Gwar.
and not G-War. G-War.
That's another band?
No, well, a lot of people call them that because how it's spelled, Gwar, G, War.
So they call it, really? That's, again,
yeah, they're obviously pronouncing it wrong, but yeah.
Okay, I just thought maybe somebody was spinning off their name and some rapper doing, yeah, I'm G-War.
Oh, probably.
Could be, right? Anyways, Gwar, they always dress up. Do the characters mean anything?
Yeah, they do. They're supposed to be like from another planet. I can't think of it offhand. The lead singer's actually died a while ago.
Now, who'd know?
And they could have another guy singing now, but yeah.
Does he sound similar? Is it like that Journey thing?
I haven't really been listening to them for the last few years, but yeah, it'll be I've only seen them once. It'll be fun.
They're more about fun anyways. They're not really necessarily from what
I don't
I
know if I want to be front row or anything, get sprayed with all the shit, but yeah.
Yeah, they got that kind of thing going on where they spray the crowd with shit.
Oh yeah, you come out of there with, if you have a white shirt, you're going to be colored.
I'm sure a lot of people go there with white shirts just to get stained.
They do. I know a few people that have their Guar shirt. They're like, oh, this is from 1992 tour.
And that means nothing to me. But, okay, cool. I mean, I get the idea of a band having a gimmick. To me, Kiss is that. They're just a gimmick, and the music is barely mediocre, although there is, like, out of their 40 albums, there's probably 7 songs I quite like.
I got tickets for Cannibal Corpse, too, taking my daughter to that one.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
She's, like, on countdown. She's like, can't wait for that.
When's that?
April 27th.
Nice. Where's that playing?
At the Forum in Vancouver, all ages.
Yeah, I actually wouldn't mind seeing that one. What kind of money is the tickets?
It's like, I think like $50-$60. There's like 4 bands.
See, that's not too bad at all.
Something like that.
Any word of Clutch is coming to town soon?
I haven't heard lately, no.
They're quite fond of Vancouver because everybody loved them, actually before the Americans loved them. But I'm a huge Clutch fan.
Yeah, me too. Not so much on their latest. I still like it, but I like the older stuff better.
I definitely do have a couple albums that I keep falling back on, for sure.
A band you should check out, too, is Idols. Going to go see them May 3rd. Yeah, no, definitely they're a good band.
Love checking out new bands. Speaking of new bands, you ever heard of a band called Hot Milk?
No.
To me, it's totally new. There's a TV channel on my Roku called Vivo.
Yeah.
So I just was sitting around. I was bored. So I put on Vivo, and it has categories of music, and you can just kind of go, okay, hip-hop, and then it'll just play video. You'll see, you have to sit through a commercial here and there, but
yeah,
but it plays these full videos, and some of them are new bands, some of them are shit you'd know, of course, and this one new one popped up, Hot Milk. I can't tell you the name of the song, but it was quite impressive. It kind of had that, it was almost like a Katy Perry, but and like new kind of music, but then it also had that screaming.
Yep.
I love screaming in music. Like, what was that band from Nova Scotia, those girls, Kitty?
Yep.
See, I
from
like
Ontario,
that
actually.
Were they from Ontario?
Yeah, for sure.
Ooh, okay, I'm thinking.
I want to say London, Ontario.
I'm thinking of a different band then.
With all girls, though.
Yeah, it was all girls, and it was heavy, heavy, heavy.
Yeah.
I love that. It's not very common. Not to me.
Yeah, no. There's a few around, but yeah.
Yeah, but I know you like the more heavier stuff, and this was kind of like, it had enough of the heavy that might interest you, and it had enough of the other stuff that kind of interests me. I say Katy Perry just because it's this girl was singing for a bit, and then it turned into this screaming. I don't even know if she's the lead singer. It could be one of those situations where they had this other guy's the lead singer for the band all the time, and then like that, what's that car song that Drive?
Yeah, the drummer sang. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it became one of their biggest hits, and it wasn't even the lead singer, and most people don't even know that.
If it wasn't for the video, who would know?
Exactly, right? Totally. But anyways, okay, I'm out of list. Like I said, there's more. This is another one of those shows we could totally do 2 or even 3 parts on it. But anyways, so thanks for the bud. I definitely got a buzz.
Yeah, me too.
And I hope you enjoy the show, and we will talk to you next time.
Cheers.